Hey, I just got back from lunch. Did you finish that report yet?
Not exactly. Still working on it. I'm not finished just yet. I got a little sidetracked, but I will get them to you first thing this afternoon.
Is first thing this afternoon.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, I am working on it.
But
I'll have
what do you mean that the report isn't finished yet?
I'm still in the process of working on it. I've just been a little distracted.
Distracted. Our meeting starts in an hour.
I can have it.
No. What were you doing? Were you listening to another hunting podcast again? I swear, I give the staff in this office the freedom to do whatever they want to do as long as they meet a deadline. That is the first bullet underneath your job description. Pays attention to detail and deadline. And deadline. Are you even listening to me right now?
All right, guys. So we are here for a bonus podcast episode because not only do we love your faces, we just had you here a little bit ago. We're a little more professional here with the camera and everything, right? Because the guy in the middle
here. We gotta like talk.
Yeah, you gotta talk to the camera. Sorry.
It's gonna be a little different. So, yeah.
So the guy to my left, which Take is two. In the middle, is Mr. Lane Baker. He is back. And then we have Mr. Ryan Tanner as well. And the reason we have you guys here is because Laner here is about to drop all hell on his YouTube channel. I mean, it's going to be complete madness coming to his YouTube channel. So that's why we brought you guys here. We got the professional mics here. So what's going on, man? What's new? What's coming? I mean, I guess just dive into it and tell them what you got coming.
Oh, man. It's been kind of a long, long time coming. We kind of faded away in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. Worked with Booer a little bit on it, some videos in between there. You know, some turkey hunts and whatnot when my software went down. And recently, I'm back in the game. Got a new software, new computer, and I'm ready to go full force, dive right into it. But yeah, we got, over the last 2, 3, even probably 4 years, I just have a lot of catch up to do. You know, turkey hunts, deer hunts. Some awesome footage in general. You know, got the waterfowl hunts. I even have some small game hunts, you know, dove and pigeon hunting. I mean, I got a lot of content, multiple SD cards. It took, you know, a few days just uploading all the SD cards onto a hard drive. And, I'm pretty excited to share it with everyone and get back in the game of editing. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even though you were out of the game posting videos for the last 2, 3 years, you weren't out of the game and you never stopped filming.
No, that's one thing. You know, I've been doing it since I've been young, you know, like around 14 years old, just picked up an old camera and, you know, whether it was taking pictures or, you know, filming the hunt, always had a passion for it. Been doing it for a long time. I helped with an outdoor company on the Hunt Channel. I filmed for them. And for many friends and different people throughout the, you know, industry, nothing real, I wouldn't say professional or anything, but like freelance type videographer. And I just love it. I love bringing the camera. There's very, very, it's very rare if you see me out with my, you know, gun or bow and I don't have a camera slung over my neck or in my backpack. I mean, it's always with me. You know, I look at it as, you know, not only for our viewers and, you know, sharing the experience, but you get to show that to your family and your kids. And, it just brings the memories along with the future.
Yeah. Know? I mean, just you and I sitting down at my table the other night, we were going through what you kind of put together is a intro hype video. And I mean, we were just sitting there like reminiscing that, oh, you remember what happened on this hunt? You remember what happened on that hunt? You were going through all your older ones like, oh, this is what happened here. And we're watching it. I just thought that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
To relive that moment.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about. You know, that was a great example, you know, sitting there and going through all that B-roll and all the content, from over the hunts and just, it's like, man, I forgot about that, you know, mm-hmm. or wow, how cool was that? We need to do that again or, you know, go to that place again. That was epic. You know, that's what it's all about. And I can just take that and, you know, show it to everyone, you know. And maybe if it helps the younger generation, that's, you know, the up and coming kids getting into the hunting thing and, you know, wanting to kind of not really knowing, that's kind of where I was brought up. I didn't have anyone to, you know, I kind of learned myself. So if I can do any, make a difference by helping the younger generation and maybe getting them outdoors and, you know, picking up a gun or a bow or a fishing rod, whatever. You know, these kids are always over on YouTube and checking things out. I mean, I get it all the time. I still get messages from the younger kids and I love it. And, you know, anytime they need someone to take them out, I always tell them, if you want to, I'll come pick you up and take you out. But it's cool in that aspect too. You know, these younger kids checking it out and it's like getting with their buddies. Hey, we got to go do this. Let's go goose hunting here. Mm-hmm. Let's go,
sure.
Let's go, deer hunting or go do, you know, it just gets them all hyped up and, you know, from a different aspect too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of my main questions, Lane, like, it's kind of been a long time coming that you've had the YouTube channel previously. You got some videos out there, some really successful videos out there. You're kind of revamping your channel and everything. What are your short-term goals? And then kind of what are more of your long-term goals with the channel?
You know, I'm not even sure. I started a YouTube channel a while back. I don't even know the year. I actually ended up deleting it and I lost some videos. And it was just kind of a learning process too. Just yeah. kind of piggybacking off people. I never took any classes or anything like that. And it's not the best content. Some of the videos are, even a couple of videos that are on there now, I lost some background. I lost some music to it. Just learning. It's a learning process too. I mean, there's a lot of that goes into the video aspect of things. And by far, am I a professional at it. But like I said, it is a passion of mine. And I'm not really sure as far as like future and long term where I want it to go. I just, like I said, I like bringing it with me and being able to video everything I'm doing out there and the whole experience with friends and family. And, you know, if it goes somewhere good, I mean, I know over the last few years, I've got many different messages from just random people too that we just start. It's a conversation starter. And it's like, hey, man, where's your videos? You done video? And I say, no, I always tell them, no, I always got the camera with me. I just haven't had any software, really time really to throw anything up on the YouTube channel. So, and I keep telling them, it's coming. I promise it is coming. And it's finally here. And I've talked about it, you know, with Ryan and Charles, and they've helped me in the past. But I'd like to get another name going that kind of supports not just myself, but us as in a whole. I mean, I know you guys got the Whitetail Distraction podcast and now Booer and them with their podcast and the Northern Outcasts, you know, they have their own stuff going on. But, you know, I'm always with one of you or we're always doing something as a friend, as a whole. So, and I like to keep the cameras rolling, multiple cameras at a time. And it seems like I get quite a bit of content. So I'd like to make, you know, come up with a good name, even if it's, you know, we work together at it. And as a whole, might take some time. And then I've been talking to a gentleman online from out west, a very well-known graphics designer. He's going to create a logo for me once it's time. Very, very cool, creative guy. So he's going to work something up for me. So that's one goal. And then I'd like to get maybe a website going, get a blog kind of going. And there's going to be some giveaways coming up in the future with the videos. I'm going to get kind of creative with it. Like I said, try to get the younger generation on there, checking it out. If they want to, I'm not sure about this year. I know I mentioned it last year with Chaz, but I'd like to get a turkey hunt sponsored and get the younger generation out, get some kids together, get, I don't know, we did it in the past, maybe 5, 10, see how where it goes, and get a turkey hunt together and get some mentors and take a bunch of youth turkey hunters out at the end, have a little giveaway, and try to get some guys behind the cameras filming each hunt. We can create a little movie of each hunt or, you know, for them to take with them, get their parents involved. And I don't know if we'll be doing that this 2021 spring season, but maybe we'll shoot for next year. So there's some things I got, some stuff I can't really share that I got some ideas and, but some exciting things coming up, and I'm looking forward to it.
There's always something brewing in his head. Always.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, and you have the content to back it up. That's the thing. I mean, you know,
that is a thing
with me now. I mean, and we're hunting together quite a bit, especially in turkey season. I mean, we're together quite a bit. That those two out of state hunts we did last year.
Yep.
You know, so we have a lot of different content, like you said, multiple angles. We can do a lot more now, just with the resources we have. We have, I don't know how many different GoPros and big cameras and, you know, tripods. This is all going to be good film, and it's only going to get better as well.
Correct. You know? And it's going to be kind of real live situations. You know, it's kind of I don't want to use the hunting public really as an example, because that'd be filling big footsteps, big shoes, I should say. But similar to that, like very raw film, you know, unedited, not so much cinematic. I mean, that's cool. We're going to get into that a little bit with the drones and different things. But, you know, it's just going to be cut and dry, you know, kind of showing how it is from start to end, and got to focus on getting a little bit more B-roll at the beginning, kind of what goes into a hunt. So, for example, people, not even kids, but guys on there want to learn some stuff. They can see what all goes into it, whether it's, you know, from the price of the gear and what we're using to clear down to the end, you know, our strategies and setups and all that. So that'll be cool. And yeah.
I think that way, that attack on videos, more like how you were saying, not more like a theater. It's not all music and this, that, and then it comes down to, like, say, a deer when they're walking in, the music gets real suspenseful, and then boom, it cuts off, and then you know something's coming. But where how he's saying, it's just real dry, real raw, to the point. But it, I think, for me as a hunter and someone who's still learning every year, those are the videos that I look for. Is, for instance, the hunting public, they tell you literally everything that they're going to do, and it actually shows it. Instead of them just talking about it, it actually shows it, and they go through the steps with you. So you pick up on the littlest things that they do, and then you could pick up on those and put them to use in your hunts. So I like that part. I think a lot more people look for that stuff compared to like a movie style hunt.
Yeah, they both have their place. I mean, obviously we enjoy watching those kind of films because we can tell that it's real. It's how it happened. It's how it laid out. There's not a lot of going back in. Like a lot of these shows you might watch on the Outdoor Channel or something, you know that they're drawing back with a perfect, you know, perfect angle right on them. And it shows them drawing back. And the deer is like 5 yards away looking right at them on camera, right?
Right.
We all know, as bow hunters, that's just not reality. It's entertainment. And there's nothing wrong with that. It has its place. But with like the hunting public and some other people that do it differently, they're doing it in a way you can actually learn and you can gain from it.
Right.
And that gives you even a different level of entertainment as a bow hunter, or even, you know, anything you can do, like small game videos. They do all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, they go through all the seasons, all the weapons, everything.
I mean, they kill a lot of animals, and they do it with some tactics that are pretty aggressive, and it works for them. You know, that might not work for everybody, but what's cool about what Lane's going to bring and what we're going to help you bring is we're doing it live here in Pennsylvania, you know, which...
And I mean, we are, not to interrupt you, Charles, but we are, I mean, look at us. We're going to Colorado for the second time. Cameras are going to be rolling a lot more on that trip. We have a little bit from that, but I mean, look at us. I mean, we're hitting 3, 4, 5 states in turkey season. We have a lot of stuff planned for the following years. I mean, I'm going to be going on a mountain lion trip here in the next probably year, 2 years, and that's going to be filmed. I mean, it's not just PA. I mean, that's majority,
let me rephrase then. It's guys from Pennsylvania doing it the Pennsylvania way in other states. And I mean, I don't want to curse anything, but we've been pretty dang successful in other states, you know, especially turkey hunting. Think about last year, how miraculously it was that we went to 2 different states, hunted a half a day each time, and we got a bird both times.
Absolutely.
That's unheard of.
Right.
You know, that's stuff that the hunting public doesn't even do.
Right.
Right.
You know, and those guys kill a lot of stuff. And I'm not saying it wasn't just dumb luck. We could get humbled at any moment, you know, but the thing is, it's going to be different content. It's not that you're just trying to ride the coattails of the hunting public, right? You're doing it your way. You're capturing it your way. And it's going to be something that's still, in the end, a little bit unique to what you're seeing from anybody that's hunting in the Midwest, that anybody that hunts out west. It's going to be an Eastern style, like, you know, kind of like Bo Martonic does as well. Absolutely. Now, he gets more in the cinematic part of it, right?
Right.
Which is nothing wrong. I think, I mean, that's cool. And there's going to be a little bit of that.
Sure.
I mean, we'll bring that, you know, some of that to the table, but, and we'll mix in a little bit of everything. And it's going to be a group effort, you know, from everyone. And like I said, it's just going to be different. Everyone has their own niche and their own, you know, little ideas and content and different ways of doing things. And, you know, people can view everyone's content and maybe learn a little bit from each video or each page, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, but I mean, to your point, Lane, and also to your point, Chuck, you guys got to think, Pennsylvania just alone, it's a, I don't want to say a target-rich environment, but we have so many different things that we can hunt and so many different guys and so many different styles, like Lane was saying, but I think we're almost touching an untapped market as it is. It's kind of similar to what Leatherwood Outdoors was back in the days when they had so many different guys filming, doing things year round, whether it was fishing or bow fishing or turkey hunting, deer hunting, bear hunting, there's a whole gambit of things.
Rattlesnake hunts.
Yeah, rattlesnake hunts. Everybody in our group of friends does different things. Not to mention that, another topic about it, how-to videos, essentially. Every one of us uses different equipment, different stuff, keeping up to date with the newest trends of things. And, you know, the newest pack comes out. Like, you guys are going out west. You guys can do reviews of your packs. I mean, there's kind of a market that goes along with how it can be used out west as opposed to Pennsylvania, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I get a lot of people asking me, for example, the elk trip. I mean, two Pennsylvania guys going out there, getting it done on the fifth, sixth day, DIY hunt. I mean, we did it all ourselves from the start to finish, from the preparation to cutting the elk and caping and carrying, packing it out. So, which is awesome. I mean, that was one of my one of my biggest goals, and we set it, and man, was it rewarding. I mean, I will never forget that hunt as long as I live. It was great. And, you know, people have been messaging me and asking me about different things, and, you know, they want advice on how they can get out there and kind of relate and experience the same thing. So, I mean, we can do stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's cool. And I mean, we got a pretty solid group of guys, right? We're already hunting together all the time. I mean, it's just now that we have software and we know what we want to see, it's going to be a lot more rolling of the cameras, you know. Before, with me, it was just, I'm going to bring a camera, try to put something small together, and then see if I can get the kill, you know, on film. That's kind of the end goal. But after spending the trip with you in West Virginia, you know, and going through the whole thing, like, we filmed everything, pretty much, right? Yeah. We had all interviews down, like, we were completely done. We were so in it, and all we needed was that kill on film, and we would have had one of the most badass episodes ever.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, we got cameras rolling. I mean, GoPros in the decoy spread, and GoPros in our face, and two different bigger cameras in our face, and it's cool, man. It's another challenge too. I mean, I get people that ask about it, and I suggest them, you know, what camera I think they should start out with, or what I think that would fit their budget and whatnot, and some of them get into it and they just expand and, you know, grow. And then there's some that they're 2 months into it and they're like, man, this is not for me. I'm missing deer. I'm missing turkeys. I'm focusing more on the video. And, you know, I've been there. I've done, some guys will come to me and say, I've been, you know, done the film thing, been there, done that. I'm never doing, you know, it's an added, you know, it sticks out, you know.
I don't think there's any way to get good at that either. Like, you can be, I mean, you can get better, but I think it's impossible to perfect that filming and hunting on your own.
I think what it takes is just continuing to do it over and over again. And
but every,
not but leaving
what
your
I'm
camera,
saying is like right. Every situation's always different. So trying to maneuver and move everything and draw your bow and get the camera. I mean, I don't think there's no way to, you can get your own set style of doing it, or, you know, camera's always on this side, bow's on this side, this, you know, that kind of stuff to help you get there. But I don't think you ever perfect that.
I mean, you definitely get into a groove, though. Once you start doing it over time, I've been doing it since I've been young, you get into a groove where things got to be, once you get down, you get something down, things got to be, all your ducks got to be in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, keep everything on, you know, it's just a learning experience, you know. You'll climb a tree and set the camera up on one side and it's the wrong side. And it's just a learning experience as you go. And it's like, okay, the camera's got to be here. You got to do this different. I mean, it's just learning. And now I kind of got down to a science, what works for me, not saying it's the right way or the best way, but it works for me. And does it happen every time? No. I mean, the hardest thing to self-film, and that's what I'm doing the most, because, you know, Tanner helps a lot, Chaz, you know, I got guys that's been helping, but sometimes our schedules don't meet, and, you know, guys are hunting, and it's just busy. Our lives are busy. So the camera's always with me, and it's usually just me and the camera in the tree. And during that November time when it's the rut is fire, and man, to get the camera on, the deer in focus, you holding the bow, to get that deer to stop perfectly in frame, get a shot at everything on, you know, it's tough. I mean, yeah. Last year with my buck, I mean, you'll see it's going to air. I think I did real well. I got a lot of before footage. I got a lot of after footage. I mean, it's really good. Tanner helped a lot with that, but I was the only one in the tree when the deer came in filming, and where I thought the deer was going to stop, it didn't. It kept going another probably 10 feet and right out of frame.
Oh, man. But think about it, though. Like, you've been doing this for a long time, and I think what Tanner's trying to say is, I mean, it really takes persistence to keep going with it, because even you, like that time you were drawn back on that real nice buck, and all you did was bump your camera and it swung around the tree, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the deer saw it and he took off and you lost an opportunity on a pretty big buck, right? A lot of people might hang it up at that point. But you, I've heard you say this so many times, you know, when you see an animal, first thing you reach for is the camera,
yeah, right? It's always the camera. It's never my weapon.
The camera. Yep. Yeah. So that takes training in your brain in itself. Because me, first thing I'm going to reach for is my bow.
Correct. You know? The first thing when you got a deer coming in or a turkey or whatever it may be, first thing is, and it kind of goes down a line. Mic is on, camera's on, we're hit the record button, we're rolling, you know, are we panning in, are we panning out, you know, and then it's fast. Like, you almost don't have, I mean, it's all exciting, the adrenaline rush is there, but it's almost happens so fast that the adrenaline hits you almost after it's all done, if that makes any sense. Yeah. You know, the deer's coming in, but you're focusing so much on the video and wanting everything right that it happens so fast, and that's all I can say. I mean, it's quick, and yeah. When it happens, you got to be ready for it.
So, content-wise, what can they expect? I mean, what people watching this, what are listening to this, I guess. What are they going to see, you know, in the next month, in the next 3 months? You know, what do you have for them? Because I know you get a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. I have a ton of content. So the first video, we got a rough draft going. It's probably going to be at the most another week and a half, 2 weeks, and that's going to drop. And that's kind of just a hype video. It's going to be not everything by all means, so don't get all disappointed. It's just going to be a fast roll of a bunch of different clips, and it's going to be all over the place. We got down south, we're out Midwest, we're in the Rockies out west, we're here in Pennsylvania, we got deer, turkey, bear, elk, mule deer, goose, duck, pigeon, dove, I mean, you name it. We got pheasant hunting over dogs, chucker hunting over dogs, so it's there. I mean, well, I'm going to just slowly piece them together. I try to get 2, maybe 3 every month, and just kind of roll, just go down the line with what we get and what I got. And I know that I did lose some footage on a couple cards, so I'm going to try to piece some things together. It's still working, you know, loose ends up. And yeah, so it's going to be action packed over the probably course of next 6 months anyhow.
That's awesome, man. And I've seen that film, and the nice part about it is you're going to see a lot of these clips, and they're going to be really, really good clips. I mean, a lot of them are turkeys right up in your face. You know, deer, they're coming right in, nice bucks. Like you said, doves, pigeons, ducks, geese. I mean, there are animals dropping everywhere, and you're going to be able to see a lot of these on full episodes coming down the road. So this little teaser film, I know it got me hyped up. I know it got Tanner hyped up.
Give you goosebumps.
Heck, it's hyping me up. Just, you know, going over the film all, you know, throughout the day. It's just like, oh my goodness, I can't wait. I just can't wait for turkey season. All these turkeys are coming in. It's like, oh my goodness.
Somebody's got to send this to me. I got to see it. Somebody's got to send it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, after this is done, we're going to go through another little sneak peek. I changed some things around today, and we'll get you on FaceTime or something. And I like give it. You a little sneak peekage since you're on the in.
I like it. I like it.
This is going to be like perfect timing for it too.
Oh yeah.
You'll have like your older videos throughout however many months it'll take. Like you said, probably 6 months maybe. But then throughout that, you can throw in the new hunts that we're going to be going on. And
yeah. And for anyone, you know, viewing right now, listening, looking, watching, whatever you're doing out there, feel free to shoot in ideas. We're all always open to ideas. Anything you want to see, any content, any how-to videos, you know, you want us to review a product, I mean, whatever. There's, I don't know, 5 or 10 of us and kind of in the group, we all hunt together, and there's probably, you know, if you're looking for us something to review, something or a product, one of us has probably used it or, you know, taken it to the field with us. So don't hesitate to reach out to any of us on any of our social media pages, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, you know, just, you know, leave a message, whatever. You want to see something or talk about something or learn something, whatever. Just hit us up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more, man. I'm excited. This is going to be awesome, man.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's gonna bring us together too. You know, yeah. The video thing, it just brings us closer as friends, and you know, just to get back into the swing of things with the video, the editing, not so much, you know, actual video, but the editing stuff and putting clips together and reliving the moment after it's already been, you know, processed and whatnot. It's I'm excited for it all coming together and show it to everyone. I know there's guys and girls, it's kids and families, cousins, sisters, brothers, they've been waiting for the videos to come back and hit the channel. So I'm excited to bring it all back to them.
We're going to have to start filming or having film night. We'll have like a movie night, but we'll have film night for us.
I'd be down for that.
I think it'd be great.
I'm looking forward to what's to come, too. I mean, just in our years ahead, the trips, like you mentioned, you know, going out west and doing turkey hunts in 3-4 different states a year. I mean, there's going to be a lot of good content flowing, a lot of new content flowing, and that's what I look forward to the most.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some adventure-style hunts, you know, traveling involved, and whether it's southwest, you know, midwest, whatever it may be. We're always stirring something up in our head, and yeah, I mean, I know we already got some stuff going on for spring, and I'm looking forward to the adventure, and yeah, man, cameras are going to be rolling. Multiple.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to turkey season. I'm looking forward to kayak bass fishing. I got to throw a whooping on you guys.
Oh.
What you guys don't know is I picked up a new permission the other day. I'm excited about it. Ooh.
Now, what you all don't know is I have inside information on the whole tournament, and it's going to be a little different this year. I don't know if you've talked to Walt, but it's going to be a little different. Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, I actually got a lot of film of, you know, over last summer, Ryan and I going, Chaz and I going, you know, I got a lot. I mean, it's just GoPro. I wasn't taking that out, but
right.
I have
the, dangerous.
I have the GoPros rolling, and I got some content. I could probably put 2 bass fishing clips together.
Yeah. I can't catch a fish on film, so I just stopped.
It's a lot of stop and goes. Stop, go. Stop,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
If you're rolling the GoPro on the head. And,
yeah. It almost gets annoying at that point. It's like,
I was wearing it on my chest, and a lot of time, you know, you're reeling and it's in the way. And
I'll show you guys my setup for the GoPro. It's actually pretty legit. It's over the shoulder. You catch everything. It's awesome. You just got to throw a little shotgun mic on it. It's decent, man.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, boys. It's going to be fun. And, you know, before not too long, we're going to be after some turkeys here real quick.
Yeah, we're sitting here. It's what?
February, two
months away.
Something.
Is that right?
Well, listen, it all depends. I mean, depends where we end up going. I know there's some southern states that we could get into. We could get into turkeys in March,
Alabama.
If we really want to.
Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't know when Alabama comes in, but it is early.
I think it's March. Earlier, yeah. Yeah. I think it's end of the March.
Yeah. Is Alabama the seat? They're the state that moved it back like a week or two from what they usually open, I believe. I believe. I could be wrong, but one of those
I went at the end of it last year.
Yeah. I think they're still early. They're still March. I just think that...
I think Georgia's mid or early March also, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure they're right around the same.
Yeah. Georgia, I mean, you have... I almost went to Mississippi the 1 year. Yeah. Alabama's got quite a bit of birds from what I understand. I mean, a lot of those southern states, man, they really interest me. And I was talking to Walter... again, and talking about potentially down the road doing something down in Florida with him. So,
yep,
it's all just draw. You just have to put your applications in and get it done. So I'm going to start.
I got the contact for Alabama. So
I think Alabama would be fun.
He's a big turkey hunter, so
we can go. I mean, we have.
He can at least point us in the right direction, anyway.
Yeah, plenty of land in Florida too. I mean, we have Walt, but my uncle also, he has quite a bit of property down here. And he's always, you guys want to come down and do a turkey and pig hunt, you know, just a group of you guys come down and we wouldn't have to pay for hardly anything.
I want to get a
pig. Yeah. So. If you guys want to go west, I got all the contacts out west, pretty much.
What was that? Can you repeat that?
Can you say that slower?
We are recording.
I'm telling you, man. I have family in Kansas. I have family in both Dakotas.
Did you say Kansas?
Colorado. Yeah, man. I turned down a deer hunt in Kansas last year. I didn't have time.
That's on my bucket list. I have a group of buddies that go down there and just hunt public land every year. You know, it's not like Iowa where you need the point system. They go down and hunt the public land, and there's five or six of them that go down. They come out pretty dandy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to my buddy Sam, and we started thinking, like, if we start putting in for Kansas and Iowa every year, every other year, we can draw for a big out-of-state hunt. Mm. You know, do Kansas, Iowa, Kansas, Iowa. Because Kansas is typically 2 years to draw, and Iowa's typically 4 years to draw.
The Kansas is a draw state?
Yes.
You can't just go over on public land?
No, it's a draw state. And you can typically get it in the first year, but you're almost guaranteed your second year.
Say, I know guys that they go about every year, and it's public land.
I know guys that go every year.
Yeah, I assume it's just a guaranteed license, pretty much.
It's dang near guaranteed your first year. But if you're trying to go with a group or something, it's probably a little harder, I would imagine. But there's the off chance you don't get drawn. That's why we were going to do it just every other year, because then, you know, I mean, those are big money hunts too.
Missouri and Illinois is another.
Missouri is potentially for this fall. We're looking at Missouri.
I'd like to go to northern Missouri.
Super cheap. Super cheap. I mean, they're like $225 for buck tags and doe tags. And there's archery only areas. I know a guy in Missouri that's sent me the book. Their state books right over there to get caught up on all the regulations. So I've been looking into that pretty seriously. But forget deer.
I like it.
We're talking turkeys, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ought to do a Merriam's hunt out there.
Yep.
I want to kill Merriam's in the worst
Me
way.
Me too. We talked about this.
In the worst way.
Yeah. Every species, full body mounted. Yep. Absolutely. That's my full body. That's one of my goals.
That in all reality, that's, you know, if I go to Oklahoma this year and I get a Rio, it's going to come back with me and it's going full body.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yep.
You know.
Got it. I just think it'd be off the list.
Yeah. Yeah. One off the list. An Eastern, I mean, I've killed some good Easterns. That West Virginia bird would have been a nice one.
Dude, it looks so nice, too. I have it all together. I just have to put it on the plaque. It looks real nice.
More to come. More to come. That's for sure. Yeah. That's one good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the content's going to keep rolling, boys. It's going to keep rolling. I know I'm addicted to that camera come turkey season. So,
oh, that's my favorite thing to film, I think, is turkeys. It's so, so fun. It's action-packed. It's always, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, go check out Lane's YouTube channel. He's got bear hunts on there that are absolutely incredible for Pennsylvania, archery bear. And you've got different hunts with deer, turkey, like you said, all the waterfowl. You have any coyote stuff on there?
No. So
we will.
I've been talking. I need to get someone with me on that, because I'm usually, you know, controlling, have the hounds, you know, it's a handful with just the hounds alone. So I need someone over my shoulder with a camera, and I can help out too. You know, I don't even care to shoot the coyote. As soon as, you know, Ryan or you can be the gunner and I'll film, but while I'm, you know, handling the hound, someone hold the camera. And I'd like to do that. I would really like to get some content up of the coyote hunt with the hounds. I think that would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Well, we can get that done too, for sure. Yeah. I'm all about it. I mean, that was a lot of fun going last year with you and doing it with the dogs. It's a whole different kind of hunting. If you haven't seen it's something that I think footage-wise would be really good, because a lot of people haven't seen that kind of hunting style before. And it's nothing like you think with, you know, hunting deer down south and that kind of thing. It gets a lot of negative vibe when you're doing it with the dogs you guys have and the coyotes. And, I mean, man, is it exciting.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's just it's predator control in a different form.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's cool.
It's more effective, and
it's really cool to watch the dogs work.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. I mean, the hound hunting community is, believe it or not, is huge. A lot bigger down in the south. They run deer, bear, coyotes, foxes, everything. But the hound community is a real tight group of guys, and it's, you know, like the Fox and Coon Club. But
no, it's awesome. It's like rabbit hunting on steroids, right? You know, anytime you get a dog involved in your hunting style, whether it's pheasants or goose or rabbits or coyotes or even bear, whatever, it's a different kind of hunt, you know. And talking with John Collins the other day and how they do some decoy dog hunts, They have dogs trained to legitimately charge the coyote, and then they have them trained to come back. So the coyote chases them into your set. Like,
correct.
That is insane.
That is wild.
Look up Shane Simpson.
Shane does that? Shane's a big
no,
big
not the turkey hunter.
Turkey hunter. Not a the different Shane. Hunter, different, okay, I was going to say. But, I mean, it's a different style hunting. When you add dogs into the mix, it's more exciting to me. Like, sometimes I just love to hear the dogs and run the dogs and see them work, because that's what they're naturally bred to do, and you have them in their natural element. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is, you know, the hounds doing what they love to do, and mm-hmm. you're out there experiencing it. It is really cool.
I finally got to see them chasing one, too, across the field. It was like the coolest thing ever. I was like, oh, my God, it's right in front of them. They're going to get it.
Yeah, we had a couple tumble in front of us the time me and Lane went out.
It was cool, man.
It's awesome. You get them in the open field, and those dogs run those coyotes down, like, right now. But as soon as they get in the woods, man, those coyotes just, they know a way around mm-hmm. and up and through things, and they get away from the dogs, and then the dogs circle them back, and, you know, they might bay up. It's just...
They got the home field advantage when you get in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's cool, man. It's cool. And guys, like, we're getting all excited over this, because we've lived all this over the years behind the camera, and now it's finally going to be something that you get to experience from the other side of the lens, and that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, what you can make out of what we have already put the work into doing, you know? You know, a lot of it's going to be a lot of just Lane stuff, you know, even before you met us kind of stuff, right? I mean, you got stuff from years back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even cards that I didn't upload yet on the computer, I need to go through and just, years. I mean, even when I had the software, it was just, it's a slower intermediate software, but just basic, you know, and we upgraded big time. And I'll be able to put stuff out a lot faster. It's the download speeds are incredible. It's just unreal. So I'm excited to work with an actual good professional software and get stuff out a lot quicker. And, you know, on our trips, I'll be able to post stuff while we're out there live, and days before hunts, days after hunts, and keep guys, you know, in the moment, in the action while we're actually out there hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be.
That's a huge part to it, too.
Yeah. It's going to be our own little turkey tour.
Constant content.
You know?
Yep.
Unfortunately, that phrase has been stolen, but it's no better way to put it. I mean, it's going to be a hardcore turkey hunting trip. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Heck, yeah. Let's do it, boys. Let's lay a lot of bodies down. We're going to go tip shit over, as they say. Right, Austin?
Tip shit over.
It's going to be fun, boys. I'm looking forward to it.
Keep your eyes open, your ears open for everything on the YouTube channel, and it's going to be epic.
Yeah, we'll plug everything, man. It's going to be all over the place.
You're going to get to see how weird we actually are.
That clip that Tanner has of me running back to the car right before you killed your bird.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yep.
There's going to be definitely some bloopers.
Classic. Yep. There's going to be plenty of
those. There's going to be bloopers.
Plenty of those.
We like to have fun. We do enjoy ourselves when we're out there. That's for sure.
That's what it's all about.
So go ahead and plug your channel, man. Plug where they can find you.
Yeah, for now, just my name, Laine, Lane Baker, and just search that on YouTube, and everything will come up on that side of things until we get, you know, the new name and logo going and whatnot. Same thing for Instagram and Facebook, and these two, you know, get at them, and yeah, they'll be right there along with me.
You got it.
You better believe it. Peer pressure is my best friend.
Aussie, you better join us.
Oh, buddy, I have so many ideas just for turkey season alone. Wait till you wait.
Then we need you.
Yeah. I got you, bud. I got you. I'll be there. Don't worry.
All right, boys. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. I mean, again, this was kind of last minute, spur of the moment thing, but we had to get it out there, and hopefully anybody listening to this, they can go over to your channel and check it out and see what we're talking about here. I think that is another element that brings it to life. You know, you hear it on a podcast, then you go and actually see it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. This hype video will be coming out here, like I said, week and a half.
By the time this airs, it's going to be right around the corner.
Yes.
So.
Yep. And then video after that, probably a month after that, videos will just start dropping. Hopefully a couple, like I said, every month or even maybe more. Once we're in the hunting season, it's going to be probably 3, maybe more every
Make
month.
Sure you turn your alarm on, because you're going to want to know.
Yeah, subscribe.
Hit the bell. Notification.
Follow along, like everything, subscribe, and stay tuned. It's going to be exciting, to say the least.
Heck yeah.
Until I like it.
Everybody flex.
I better not do that. I'm gonna break things.
I know, you need to watch out. Roses don't flex.
Do one of these forearm flexes.